On the first day at my new school, I felt overwhelmed, thinking that people were staring at me, making judgments about the way I looked. But later in art class, the popular kids asked me to sit down with them. That's how it all began. I started to hang out with my new friends on the weekends at an ice rink in South Philly. I met other kids from nearby schools who did things that were inconceivable to me. Some were drinking, smoking, and having sex at age 13. I still hadn't had my first kiss. But being with a big group of people outside of school made me feel like I was really a part of something. To keep up with them, I created a facade. I stuffed my double A cup bra with tissues. I wore makeup, curled my hair like a Barbie doll. I became a compulsive liar. The people I thought were my friends started to treat me differently. I'm an Asian American, so I encountered racial slurs. One classmate asked if I ate dog and started to mock the Chinese language with gibberish and noise. I was told that my school uniform looked cheap. My socks were too baggy above my beaten-up Converses. My hair was greasy, my teeth imperfect. They called me a box-shaped dwarf because my torso is shortened by scoliosis. I became depressed and thought about suicide just so the bullying would end. Instead, I became the person you didn't want to mess with. My language had no filter. I had no regard for people's feelings. I became the bully. It took me to the top of the food chain, and it felt great. In eighth grade, two new girls came into our class. One had a speech impediment, and the other was mixed race. I pretended to be their friend to show them the ropes, but really I wanted to show them that I was the boss. I saw these girls as my targets, my chance to terrorize someone. I moved my abuse to Facebook, posting rude comments under their photos, making fun of their poses, their outfits. I posted that I wanted to give the mixed race girl a makeover so she could be prettier, and I said she was annoying and weird. A guy in my friend group made a Facebook post saying he hated the girl with a speech impediment, and he tagged her in it. I liked the post because I thought it was funny. The next day, everyone who liked the post got called down to the principal's office. The girl felt humiliated and hurt, and her mother was upset too. In that moment, I knew I wasn't being myself. I remember how the popular kids made me feel when I was the new kid, treating me like their friend only to turn on me. I had become exactly like them. I couldn't be that person. I'm finally speaking out on something I've been afraid to tell people for many years, and I want to apologize to those two girls. If you ever encounter bullying, speak up. No more making each other feel inferior. No more taking each other down because we're different. Everyone we know deserves to feel safe and accepted. Being on both ends of bullying is an experience I would never forget, and I hope that the story helps people realize the damage that bullying causes. These traumatic experiences stay with you for a lifetime. Let's end them now.